News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica is to receive $39.3 million in budgetary support after successfully completing its 10th quarterly review under the Extended Fund Facility Agreement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF. A press release issued by the IMF on Wednesday said the agency is commending the government for its impressive track record of strong program implementation under the Extended Fund Facility. Notably, macroeconomic stability has improved. Inflation and the current account deficit have fallen significantly, business confidence continues to be strong, and private credit growth is showing signs of recovery. Public debt, the statement added, is also falling. The IMF Executive Board notes that continued structural reforms should help boost investment and growth by sustainably reducing energy costs, improving financial access, and upgrading public infrastructure. It also says concrete efforts are needed to modernize the public sector and improve the efficiency of public services. The IMF says it's essential to strengthen fiscal revenues by improving customs and tax administration and broadening the tax base. Government has signed a contract with the China Harbor Engineering Company CHEC for the design and construction of two sections under the Southern Coastal Highway Improvement Project. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner, who made the announcement Wednesday at a Jamaica House media briefing, said the agreement will involve work from Harborview in St. Andrew to Morant Bay, St. Thomas.
The existing main road along the southern coastal section of the island has been in a generally poor condition. The alignment, surface condition, and drainage are in need of major improvement.
The road works cover some 43 kilometers from Harborview to Morant Bay. A section of the highway will be built to accommodate 4 lanes, 16 bridges, and a flyover. The project will be financed by the China Exim Bank at a cost of $385 million. Jamaica and Cuba have renewed agreements to strengthen cooperation in the fight against the illicit trade in guns and drugs and human trafficking in the territorial waters of both countries. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting says trafficking of all types will be targeted under the maritime and police cooperation agreements that were first entered into in 2011. The Jamaica Defense Force Coast Guard and the Border Guard Troops Division of Cuba, as well as the police in both countries, will be charged with enforcing the treaty.
We hope that the renewal of the agreements will further assist the operational forces to strengthen communications, both in the exchange of intelligence as well as in the daily operational performance of their duties to detect and deter these types of transnational criminal activities.
Jamaica's National Intelligence Bureau will be significantly aided in its tasks under the renewed agreements. In the meantime, Cuba's ambassador to Jamaica, Bernardo Guanche Hernandez, says the renewal of the Jamaica-Cuba Maritime and Police Cooperation Agreements signals his country's commitment to safeguarding both jurisdictions. He says emphasis will be placed on drug and human trafficking, as well as trafficking in firearms and ammunition.
It also constitutes a manifestation of the decision and will of the Cuban government to maintain and increase cooperation with the brotherly people and government of Jamaica in key areas such as safety, health, education, among others.
Ambassador Hernandez was speaking at the recent renewal signing of the Jamaica-Cuba Maritime and Police Cooperation Agreements in Kingston. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
At Mocha, we got an intelligence report on a dangerous suspect we were trying to apprehend for some time. We had reason to believe he was planning to leave the island. So we immediately sent an alert and current profile of the suspect to immigration.
And as fate would have it, I was the one on duty when he was trying to leave. We were able to work with Mocha to successfully apprehend the suspect. I am Alicia Fullwood of PICA.
I am Kevin Watson from Mocha. And together we are working
to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.